Hello, listeners. Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on Progressive Talk AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for this hour, reminding you to tune in with us every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. My co-host, Kevin Passero, and I will be alternating shows, and these shows are dedicated to your health, diet, nutrition, lifestyle, and exercise. And we love hearing from you. You can get in contact with us through myvillagegreen.com. Please go on the website. They have lots of exciting information, and they are having a sale right now. There's 30% off on all Pathways products, which are the Village Green products, 25% off all other brands, including practitioner brands, and 20% off body care items. This goes on until July 15th, so this sale is going on right now at Village Green. Now, as usual, we will be talking about news you can use. We'll talk about medication-nutrient interactions, medications and the nutrients they deplete. And I'm going to talk about some absolute musts on certain tests that you must have. I want you to talk to your physicians about getting these, so we'll cover that as well. And then we have a wonderful speaker and a guest today, Eric Weaver. He's Chief Scientific Officer and Proliant Health and Biologics. And we're going to be talking about immunity. Everybody needs to think about their immune system. This is, immune disorders are epidemic in our society, and they have been increasing each decade. And you will find the information that Eric has to share important for your immune system. Now, the news you can use. Let's talk a little bit about the drugs. We can call these drug muggers, what they do to nutrition. And we've talked about this before, but there's a few new tidbits here. Now, acetaminophen will deplete glutathione. And why is that important? Glutathione is a powerful antioxidant. And I call it the garbage bag of detox. What it does is it removes your toxins. And if you don't make enough glutathione, then you're likely to recycle your toxins. And anyone exposed to this modern society, remember it's been only the last 100 to 200 years that we've been exposed to all the man-made chemicals and toxins. We weren't really designed to handle them. So glutathione is important. It's certainly a supplement that can be taken, and it's abundant in a lot of antioxidants, but acetaminophen will deplete it. The acid-blocking medications, your antacids, the H2 blockers, the proton pump inhibitors, PPI antacids, they are very detrimental to numerous nutrients. But number one is vitamin B12. They stop the absorption of vitamin B12. And if you're going to supplement, it's best to supplement with a sublingual version of methylcobalamin. And why sublingual? Because when you're taking an antacid, you're reducing the acid production in your stomach. And most of these antacids are taken not because people make excess acid in their stomach, but because they have acid in the wrong place. And that's called reflux or GERD. It backs up into the esophagus, and the esophagus is not designed to handle it. So the medication that reduces the acid also impairs absorption of other B vitamins as well. And when we're low in B vitamins, we're at higher risk for everything from fatigue to neurological symptoms, neurological damage, and dementias. What else does it deplete? Zinc. Zinc is important for immunity. And we can also malabsorb magnesium because of taking antacids, vitamin D, iron. So there are many nutrients that get depleted with those antacids. And some children are on those for 2 or 3 years, the first 2 or 3 years of their lives. And they usually develop failure to thrive because you cannot consistently take an antacid and not pay the price. And many adults are on them long term. If you have to be on them, then it's critical that we supplement appropriately to compensate. Antibiotics are known to deplete B vitamins and especially the healthy gut flora, those probiotics that we talk about. And when you deplete your healthy gut flora, you get impaired immunity, impaired digestion, impaired absorption, because probiotics feed the gut. 70% of your entire body's immune system is in the human gut, and it's fed by good flora and probiotics. Diabetes medications deplete CoQ10 and folic acid. Folic, like B12, is critical for brain function, nerve function, and it has a lot to do with the energy production cycle. Coenzyme Q10 is our core enzyme that makes energy in the body. And to deplete that has long-term ramifications. It's like reducing the electricity coming into your house. You're going to blow fuses and your lights aren't going to light up. So in the body, when we don't have enough CoQ10, we blow some fuses and we don't have enough energy to do the work we need to do. Diuretics are real problems, and this is a bit of a pet peeve of mine, even the potassium-sparing diuretics. They deplete B vitamins and trace minerals, and it is significant. It is impossible to take these on a long-term basis and not have the effects from them. And you don't want to wait until your blood work shows that you're deficient, because that's late stage. You need to increase electrolytes. You need to increase B vitamins if you're on any kind of diuretic. Estrogens, those in oral contraceptives, or those taken by postmenopausal women, they deplete B vitamins, folic acid, calcium, magnesium, zinc, and especially B6. Now, depleting B vitamins, including folic acid and B6, as well as depleting zinc, can lead to problems with getting pregnant and birth defects. This is why if women are on the oral contraceptive, especially long-term, they need to compensate. Ibuprofen depletes folic acid. Laxatives deplete calcium, zinc, iron, and magnesium. And some of the sleep medications, some of them can interfere with nutrients, and they can interfere with melatonin, which is the hormone that maintains the normal circadian cycle. So some folks like to start out with melatonin first to see if they can correct what is our natural sleep proponent, which is melatonin, our sleep hormone. Statin medications deplete CoQ10, and they do it significantly. And CoQ10 is critical for heart muscle function as well as all of your muscle functions. So this, what happens is you get death of muscle fibers. It causes heavy legs, meaning your legs feel heavy. It's hard to walk up steps. It can show up as cramps. They are not cramps. It's due to muscle fiber death. And anybody who's on a statin medication must be taking coenzyme Q10. Steroids, huge depletion of calcium, vitamin D, vitamin C, and potassium. This is one of the reasons osteoporosis is so common. They also promote diabetes. Extremely important to compensate. And what tests are we going to mention? Talk to your physician about C-reactive protein. Now, that C-reactive protein is an independent cardiovascular risk factor that happens to go up if we have infections of any kind or inflammation. Then it increases your risk for cardiovascular disease. It's an easy test to have done. It's called CRP, high sensitivity. C-reactive protein, high sensitivity. And why does it go up? Most people aren't realizing that if they have gingivitis or periodontal disease, that's an infection. That's going to make the C-reactive protein increase. It's going to increase your risk for heart disease, bladder infections, sinus infections. It doesn't have to be a major infection. It can be one of these ongoing infections that keeps this elevated. And as I said, it's independent cardiovascular risk here. So very important, ask for your CRP, C-reactive protein high sensitivity. The other one to ask for is homocysteine. Homocysteine goes up if B vitamins are low. If you don't have enough B vitamins, you're going to increase your inflammatory homocysteine. Now, homocysteine is a natural metabolite that occurs as part of metabolism. It's in the blood, but it shouldn't be elevated. The levels should be below 8.0. And when you get a blood test, you can look at that. The higher the homocysteine, the more deficient in B vitamins. And homocysteine goes up as if there's infection going on. So this is part of the inflammatory cascade and the inflammatory aggravants that can set off many chronic diseases, not just cardiovascular, but also immune and autoimmune disorders, as well as generalized inflammation, arthritis. So it's a fire. We want to put the fire out, and I'll give you some hints for that. The other one to ask for is vitamin D3, 25-hydroxy, vitamin D3. Your levels should be 60 to 80 nanograms per ml, and you can ask your physician to do this test. I'm finding a lot of physicians are automatically doing this. It's an epidemic in D deficiency. And what can you do? Take your fish oils, your B vitamins, vitamin D3, never vitamin D2, always vitamin D3, curcumin, anti-inflammatory, pycnogenol, and as I said, omega-3 fatty acids. So I just wanted to give you a few tidbits. Hope you can use them. This is Dana Lake, and you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be back to talk about immunity with Eric Weaver. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to The Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for this hour, and I'm glad you're tuning in, reminding you also to tune in every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. I want to introduce our guest, Eric Weaver, Chief Scientific Officer for Proliant Health and Biologicals. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Thank you, Dana. Glad to be here.
And what I'd like you to do, Dr. Eric Weaver, is introduce yourself and give a little bit about your background and what it is you do with Proliant Health and Biologicals.
Okay, I'd be glad to. I've been working for Proliant Health and Biologicals really in the last 8 to 10 years, focusing mostly on the uses of immunoglobulin and the development of immunoglobulin-based products to help support the immune systems, mostly for humans. In fact, all my work here in the last 6 to 8 years has been in humans, but we also have built the technology at our company based on some success in animals. So it's been a fun career. I get to meet a lot of different people worldwide and try to help people with their health. So both things that I love to do.
Well, good. Very creative. And I'm sure our listeners are going to be interested in what you have to say. We're talking about immunoglobulins, and it might be a good idea to explain the different immunoglobulins and what they are. Sometimes this is complex, and I think the more knowledge that patients have, the better able they are to work with their physicians in their health care.
Yeah, well, I hope I don't make it too complicated, but immunoglobulins are known, probably better known by most people, as antibodies. Immunoglobulins are very specific proteins produced by the immune system, by certain cells of the immune system called B cells, and they're produced in response to some type of stimuli to the immune system. We call that stimuli or that what provokes an immune reaction, antigen. An antigen can be any type of foreign molecule. So most of the antibody we produce is produced to protect us on a surface that's exposed to the environment. And in the case of immunoglobulin, most of the immunoglobulin is actually produced in the intestinal tract because as an organism, most of the exposed body surface that we have is the mouth, the nose, the throat, and the digestive tract. That's the greatest exposed body surface that we have. So the immune system produces these very specialized proteins called immunoglobulins that go to that surface and help remove whatever might be challenging the body at that point. So it's a means of maintaining a very controlled state by the body.
I always compare it to a military defense system that we have.
Yep.
I even like
That's a very good comparison. Yep.
Well, some of the cells, the T cells, the hitmen of the immune system, not T cells, the killer cells, natural killer cells. Some of the names give it away. And tell us a little bit about immediate responses with immunity, IgA, IgM, IgG, IgE, just the basic differences there.
Okay, very good. Upon exposure to an antigen, the immune system will kick into gear very specifically to whatever that antigen is. If it's seen the antigen before, it'll produce at first an immunoglobulin subclass, a type of immunoglobulin called IgM. And IgM is a very large molecule that has an ability to neutralize a lot of different or a lot of pathogen. And so that's produced for the first 2 to 3 days. And then what comes after that is a type of immunoglobulin that is found in serum called IgG. And subsequent to that, if it's a mucosal antigen, you'll have a type of immunoglobulin called secretory IgA. And secretory IgA is one that is produced basically at lower levels. It's secreted onto the mucosal surface. It expects, it's a type of immunoglobulin that the body expects to react with that antigen over time. So it's a way of actually controlling the level of exposure to an antigen that's known by the immune system. So, and you have, you mentioned it, Dana, but you have really two many different types of immune cells in the body, but two major types, T lymphocytes and B lymphocytes, and the cell-mediated immune system is under the control, typically, of the T lymphocytes. I'm being very general, but those specific types of cells react with certain types of antigens, and then the B cells produce primarily antibodies that help neutralize those antigens and help maintain the control of the immune system.
Well, you did an elegant job because it's indeed complex. I always refer to the IgM, the first antibodies formed, immunoglobulins formed, as the first soldiers to meet the response. And then IgG, we call memory antibody. Those are the ones hanging around waiting to see that again. And secretory IgA is, I know we'll be talking about that, but it's of great interest in nutritional and alternative medicine practices. And trying to impress patients as to how important it is, the wet tissues, the mucosal tissues throughout the body, through the nasal cavity, lungs, vaginal, GI, they're just not making fluids. They're making antibodies, and that's part of the secretory IgA, is part of what's secreted. And this is what gets so depleted. We do tests in my practice and in the practices I've been associated with, and it is rare to find people in this culture with adequate secretory IgA measures in their GI tract.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We live in a very clean environment, and yet we, at the same time, deplete the body of some of those substances that naturally would stimulate the production of secretory IgA. So it's something that we haven't recognized, I think, as we've made our environment much cleaner, our health system hasn't responded to the need to keep that immune system, you know, at an optimal level. I think some of the work that's been done with probiotics recently is starting to raise some awareness of that.
Yes, Europe. It seems to me that Europe and many other cultures have been very aggressive and proactive with probiotics for decades, and our country is just getting into it. And it's interesting how it certainly hasn't been part of medical education, which is very unfortunate. Yet it's certainly part of veterinary and medical education.
Right.
Animal probiotics are among the best.
It's been around for a long time.
A long time. And with immune problems, what we're seeing as changes in the society is that we're starting to recognize that when those infants come home, they need to be exposed. If they're exposed to other children, animals, different environments, they're building immunity. And denying them that exposure has not worked well for us.
Right, right.
So I always say this. My mother-in-law had 13 children, and they were amazingly healthy. And I grew up in a very clean household with just one sibling. And when I had my babies, I took them over to her house all the time. I knew there was immunity in there. I wasn't quite sure how or why at the time, but I exposed my kids to that house, and I think they're far healthier for it. And let's go on and talk a little bit more about IgG and how we can improve the immune system of the gut, how important this gut is.
Yep. Okay. Well, you don't have to look too far into the headlines. I think if you'll just look at this last couple of weeks, even cookie dough has been recalled here recently.
Yes.
You know, there's certainly our food, the way we manufacture food has changed. It's produced in large quantities in large plants, and so that leads to cases where there's contamination, you know, chili peppers, I guess, before that, and in fresh salsa, and, you know, some of the things that we even think that we eat and expect it to be good for us sometimes can be a cause of challenge as well, just because of the way the food is prepared now. And so there's always challenges out there that our bodies today are not all that prepared to meet. I call it, you know, naive immune systems. And what happens in the gut is that when the gut hasn't seen an antigen or an organism before, for example, an E. coli, a lot of people travel to Mexico and you see a coliform that your body simply hasn't created enough immunity to protect you against that. You know, after exposure, you said it earlier, Dana, after exposure, you're able to gain that level of protection, but many people today don't have that level. So one of the things that we've done with immunoglobulin supplementation has shown that, you know, when those levels of secretory IgA are low, or when that antibody production is low, you know, for example, even in a healthy person, if your immune system is naive, you're simply not going to produce. You don't have the right soldiers in the gut, nor do you have the right type of antibodies or immunoglobulins in the gut as well to neutralize some of what you may see. So with immunoglobulin supplementation, you're basically able to provide a temporary level of immunity against some of those potential challenges.
Well, what I'd like to do, Eric, is you've introduced the crux of what we want to talk about in the next segment, which is how to fix it. The immune system's broken. How are we going to fix it? I want to remind our listeners that this is the Essential of Healthy Living, and it's brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're taking a brief break, and we'll talk more about your broken immune system. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for this hour, and reminding you that my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro, will be with you next week, and he has some exciting nutritional news for you. Please tune in to that show. And our shows are every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1260. So I'm so glad that you're with us, and I hope you're enjoying this talk about the broken immune systems and how we can fix it. We've talked about why, with all our sterile technique, that we haven't been exposed to the antigens or the aggravators that get our immune system to make our soldiers, our antibodies, our protection. And Dr. Eric Weaver is the Chief Scientific Officer, and he's with Proliant Health and Biologicals. So this has been our discussion, and he's going to guide us through how we can fix broken immunity. Welcome back to the show, Eric.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about where we were talking about with the IgG and the gut and even secretory IgA.
Yep. Okay. Very good. One of the challenges we have is that the gut has it's a very highly populated lymphoid organ, which means it's got a lot of the immune cells of the body in the gut. And so it's one of the sites for both infection and inflammation. And when the immune system in the gut in particular sees new antigen, what it likes, it increases its production of both specific components to go out and neutralize those, and it also populates the gut with cells that react specifically with those antigens. And it's normally a very healthy process, but sometimes, as we talked about earlier, secretory IgA, which is one of the major classes of immunoglobulin that's produced and secreted into the digestive tract, isn't at the levels that are needed either for protection or for just control of the immune system, just to keep inflammation in a state of control. So one of the ways that we can supplement that immunoglobulin production and to supplement the gut with compounds that would help neutralize that is just through immunoglobulin supplementation. I've been working for the past 8 or 10 years on an IgG-based product, and what it does is it provides much of the same function in the gut, at least, as secretory IgA would. It has the reactive region of the immunoglobulin molecule with those antigens still intact, and it's able to help assist the immune system through specific periods of challenge or even on a day-to-day basis for people that simply don't make enough.
Well, I'm real familiar with the product, and sometimes I've had a hard time explaining to patients how it works and what it is. And we're talking about the Metagenics product. They make a both dairy-free and regular. Talk a little bit more about IgG and how it works and how this product works, its safety. A lot of people that have milk intolerances worry about taking it, so I think that's important.
Right. Yeah, we derive the immunoglobulin that we produce is derived actually from serum, and the reason we use serum is it's a very rich source of antibody. And it's the quality of antibody that you get from serum is also very high, which means it has a really high, great ability to interact with an antigen. That's really why one of the major reasons that you would supplement the body is to just help neutralize some of those antigens that might find their way across the digestive tract. For example, in people with leaky gut, we know that that they have a higher level of inflammation because of the gut leaking some compounds that are normally produced by bacteria in the gut called endotoxins. And so the more immunoglobulin that is high quality, in other words, it reacts with an antigen that you can supplement, really the greater the level of immunity that you'll have in the intestinal tract. And of course, sourcing is also one of the other advantages to serum is that we're able to produce a product with very high immunoglobulin concentration. The immunoglobulin concentration that we're able to produce is in the range of 55% to 60% total immunoglobulin per gram, which is the highest, at least, on the market today.
Talk about some of the commercial products that are available of this quality, and what kind. Let's also go into some of the conditions that individuals have where the IgG support is so important.
Yeah, one of the major or one of the best products available right now, because they recommended it at a dose that's necessary too, is a product called IgG 2000DF, and that's offered by Zymogen. They have that product offered in a couple of different forms, in a capsule form, bar form. They have what they call an immunobar and a powder. And there's also some other sources available in health food channels. But, you know, I really like to support Zymogen in their efforts, mostly because that product is recommended at a sufficient dose to achieve a good effect as well. Some of the other dairy products and colostrum products that have been available, I don't think consumers are aware that they don't really contain that much immunoglobulin, and they're usually recommended at very low dosage levels too. And so sometimes I think they've tried colostrum and they didn't get a great response to it, probably because they weren't consuming enough. And so that's why we've had a really nice partnership with Zymogen.
I'm particularly fond of the IgG dairy-free because I work with a lot of patients that are exquisitely sensitive to dairy products, and they tolerate this beautifully. We use it in the autism spectrum children, anybody that's got GI problems and immune disorders. Are there certain people or certain indications or contraindications for use of any of these products?
Well, the major uses, we like to say that it's just used to optimize immune function. In other words, for people, there are a lot of people that are immune deficient. You spoke of people that are secretory IgA deficient earlier. There is a large number of people that both are where it's a congenital disorder, and also people that are just stressed, and they simply stressed or naive, and they just don't produce sufficient levels to ward off infections. And then so that's one group, and then the other group is the people that suffer from excessive inflammation or excessive activation of the immune system. You know, people with allergies and people with problems in the digestive tract, autoimmune disorders. Sometimes people with Crohn's and inflammatory bowel disease. IBS is also now beginning to be recognized more as an inflammatory disease, or inflammatory condition.
Yes.
So I think, you know, you have both ends. Both ends suffer from different things. One suffers from excessive immune activation, which in that case, I think we want to, one of the purposes of adding immunoglobulin is to quiet that immune system down. And then in people that have insufficient immune systems, the idea is to provide immunoglobulin so that you actually build the immune system up. You know, you're able to actually supplement the levels that they're not able to produce on their own. So there's two different, you know, both
it has an adaptogenic.
You're trying to maintain optimum immune function.
Yeah, it's adaptogenic in many ways.
Yeah, it is.
Good for overactive, underactive immunity. And I would say what's nice about it is, and you were comparing it to the colostrum products, and I'd like you to say a little bit about what colostrum is, but the colostrum products people had to take so much of, and with the IgG 2000 dairy-free, they don't need quite as much. You get much
right.
more immunoglobulin per substance, and that's very important for us, especially for children.
Yes. Colostrum is the first milk that's produced by a mammal, and it's used to confer or to transfer immunity to the young, to the offspring. And so it's produced, you know, in the first 12 to 24 hours of lactation. And it's used as a substance that certainly does confer substantial immunity to a newborn. The challenge in the way colostrum is collected in real life is that it's very difficult to collect colostrum from the first milking, and also in modern dairy you have systems that are where the age of the cattle is much different from animal to animal, and you don't get the same quality from animal to animal. And so the concentration of immunoglobulin and some of the other components in modern-day colostrum is a very inconsistent product. It's either very high or very low in IgG concentration. So we've actually tested products, and they range from a low of 5% immunoglobulin to a high of 20% immunoglobulin. And so that means compared to the IgG 2000 dairy-free or the dairy-free immunoglobulin product, you'd have to consume between 3 and 5 times as much colostrum for the same amount of effect as you would the dairy-free product.
And that's a huge difference, and
yeah.
And I think that's why we've had much better clinical success. We want to continue talking about this, Dr. Weaver, and I'm just informing our listeners that they're listening to Eric Weaver, Chief Scientific Officer of Proliant Health and Biologicals. We will return talking about broken immune systems and how you can remedy that. This is Dana Lake with Essentials of Healthy Living. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. You're listening to Dana Lake. I'm your host, and I want to remind you that Kevin Passaro will be with you next week, and we are here. One of us hosts the show every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. I'm also reminding you about the Village Green sale that's going on right now until July 15th. 30% off on all their Pathway products, 25% off all other brands, including practitioner brands, and 20% off body care products. So get over to Village Green or go online, myvillagegreen.com. Now, we've been talking about broken immunity and how to fix it, and focusing on the GI tract, which is a critical source of immune response and immunity to the entire body. We're talking with Eric Weaver, and welcome back to the last segment. I'm sorry that we don't have longer to talk about this subject.
That's okay. I'm glad to be back.
We were talking about the concentration of immunoglobulins in the IgG 2000 dairy-free by Zymogen as being more concentrated than the other products that are available, and that's certainly been my clinical experience with that product and many other Zymogen products as well as far as quality. Let's talk a little bit more. We were going into some of the conditions, and fill us in with any tidbits that we didn't get to discuss in the previous segments.
Well, I wonder, you know, if people today really understand the importance of the intestinal tract inflammation. And you talked earlier a little bit in your segment about just how involved inflammation is in all the other conditions that we see in people today, you know, ranging from cardiovascular disease to obviously to the gut health issues like inflammatory bowel disease and that sequence, and also, you know, people with immune deficiencies as well, that you know, sometimes those can be initiated either by some type of medical therapy like chemo, or sometimes by a disease, you know, such as HIV. But inflammation, particularly in the digestive or in the intestinal tract, can contribute to a lot of other health conditions as well. And I don't know if we understand that as a U.S. culture, at least. I think you mentioned it earlier that people in Europe, I think, understand it a bit better. But care of the digestive tract track and maintaining, you know, optimum function there is very important to a host of disease conditions or health conditions apart from just, you know, an occasional problem with diarrhea or flu or something along that line.
Well, these products are also wonderful preventively when you travel. Mm-hmm. I advise patients to up their probiotic intake and to use one of these products, and certainly IgG 2000 Dairy Free is excellent at with gut immunity, so that you don't have to get the Montezuma's Revenge if you're going to Mexico or traveling anywhere. And I think that one thing we don't appreciate is that the flora in our gut is specific to where we live and what we eat and what we're exposed to. So when we go to other countries, we get different exposures and we may not have the ability to respond well, especially as Americans. I say we have sterile guts. Mm-hmm. And we have to get more bugs in the gut. I also like to remind people that we have 10 trillion human cells and 100 trillion bugs in our gut. So we are only one part human to 10 part bug, if you want to think of it that way. People just wrinkle their nose, but we have to get friendly with these bugs that help us. And the IgG, I'm impressed with its effect on secretory IgA, because as I mentioned before, we do these tests and most of our patients are so deficient.
Yeah, yeah. And IgG is a good signal molecule too. You know, it is a there's a regulatory function to IgG, and apart from its ability to neutralize an antigen or some type of challenge in the digestive tract, and that kind of relates to, you know, to over activation of the immune system as well. When IgG finds an antigen, it can bind to a receptor on some of the B cells in the lymphoid tissue. And that, if the antigen has been seen before, it actually will quiet the immune system down because it just recognizes that antigen, and that allows the system to just maintain a normal state of control. So I like, you know, there's two major functions to immunoglobulin. One is to neutralize, and the other major function I think is to maintain a state of control or a regulatory function.
Well, I think you've done us a favor, and I really appreciate how thorough you've been and how easy you made the explanation when we're talking about a complex subject, and I hope you'll join us in a future show, because this is a good topic, and I know you have a lot of other pearls of wisdom to share with us.
Well, thank you for being here. I sure appreciate the opportunity and appreciate the interaction we've had, too. The discussion has been really good. Thank you.
Well, I always learn. Thank you, Dr. Weaver. Well, listeners, just the takeaway here is that your gut is really important. You need your probiotics, and you can support immunity and correct overactive or underactive immunity using something like IgG 2000 Dairy Free by Zymogen. And one of the probiotics we like is the 35 billion by Pathways and Lacidophil by Zymogen. So that's the takeaway. I want to thank you for being here and remind you to take care of yourself and at least one other person and go green with Village Green. Get down there for their sale. It's going on now. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a really great day.